Black rock, black rock t-shirt. Black rock, black rock t-shirt. Shot. Three, two, one. Yeah, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Introducing the JevCast, but we have a special. Oh, that's right. This is JevCast 4, or it might be JevCast 5. We don't know what we're doing with the old ProckerCast yet. But I'd like to introduce, for the first time on JevCast, and maybe the last time, I bring you Gnarly Gav.
Thank you.
Gnarly Gav, please join us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Hey.
I love your podcast.
Yeah, I bet you watched them all two of them. At this point,
I watched all of the first one, some of the second one.
Right, yeah. Well,
there's a third one?
There's a third one and a fourth one, and one day there might be a 100th one.
I'm a little out of breath. I jogged here.
Yeah, Gav's been
overtraining.
Well, I don't know if you've been training at all, but Gav's my brother.
Yep, that's what they say at least.
As far as the hospital in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania is concerned.
I don't remember too much about that day.
Well, let me tell you something. Before you
was that beautiful baby?
Dude.
Do you remember?
Oh, man.
Dude, I was huge,
I
right?
I think mom was just like taking a puff of the cig and then out you came.
Yeah, really. Let me know when it's over. It's weird she wasn't hitting that kind of cig, though. She's hitting that kind of cig.
No, I think that was during Kelsey's pregnancy.
Pregnancy or delivery?
I think we need to stay
stay focused.
We need to get back to smoking cigarettes in Bryn Mawr Hospital instead of the other.
Mm. So it's your show, buddy. What do you want to know about me? I know we're supposed to talk about stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. This is what you do on a podcast, start talking about stuff.
Man. So you're like the Joe Rogans, and I'm like Mike Tyson, kind of.
Yeah, I'm like if Joe Rogan was had like 10 followers. And you're like if Mike Tyson actually had followers.
He has a podcast.
Yeah, Smoke Out.
Hot boxing
with that's right.
Oh, he's doing a smoke podcast.
Thank you to Clark Hummel,
Super
our
original.
production key grip.
Thank you, Clark, for being here.
For bringing us up to date on.
And we changed location.
We did. We're at the Gnarly Gav.
No, a secret location.
Right, we're at the Gnarly Gav
undisclosed
bunker, zombie
yeah,
apocalypse.
This is where I train.
This is where there's a bomb shelter here, and there's a bug. What are those called? Those things, buggies called?
Doomsday I don't know. Buggies? I did like 10 push-ups. I'm sweating my butt off out here. It's so warm this time of year.
We call them heinies in this family.
It's so warm this
You know,
time of year.
The other day I was getting ready to sing that old low country staple, and I said, this song's about your hiney, and the one old grandma covered her grandkid's ears. And I was like,
you're like an Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, I was like, well, hopefully that kid is never like, hopefully you never watched your favorite news station on there, because I think hiney is the least of our problems.
Lady, I'm right.
I think a hiney is the least of our problems in today's climate.
Look at this dog. He's
that confused. Dog is a beautiful dog, man.
He's like, what's going on here?
That is a beautiful dog. I wonder how much wolf is in that dog versus in you. How much? What percent wolf? I wonder.
I'm 6% wolf.
I thought that was your wife.
she's a husky. She's part. Oh, that didn't.
Imagine. Oh man,
I meant the blue eyes.
Yeah, blue eyes crying in the rain. Yeah. So what you're gonna be doing on the couch.
Learned.
You're gonna be singing that song on the couch.
I learned.
You know what's really cool though?
I learned.
I brought the bugs from my house.
I hear that.
Yeah,
let's listen to them for a minute.
What frequency is that, Bo?
That's a little bit at 4K.
It might be. I think it's lower than that, but might be.
Well, I'm not. I'm a sound man back home for a cover band.
You ever heard of a band called Bad Justice before? Remember
when we played a Dog Day Bash?
Yes.
Wasn't that Bounty Hunter?
Yeah, it was Bounty Hunter. Yeah, Bounty Hunter.
They're good. I was surprised how good they were. They're still around.
They're playing Kathy's in Ridgeland Saturday night, 7 p.m.
Well, you don't have to talk like in a southern accent.
I wasn't.
Oh.
Well, there was a lot of cool bands coming up here that look at Tim Horan still going.
Shout out to Mullets.
Shout out to, it's really not a mullet. It's more like a Jerry Parham.
Jerry Parham missed his calling. He should have been in rock bands.
Dude, he should have been UFC. Skid Row.
Dude, he took us surfing in the Atlantic, Florida. That was, he
Black
had
Monte Carlo?
His idea.
Was that, whose car we took to?
Dude, let's just cruise down there in my Monte Carlo.
That was a weird long Monte Carlo. That was like a, what year was that? That was probably 84. We moved here in 83, so our mom and dad were separated.
We had the Allison surfboards.
Yeah, mom and dad were separated, and my dad. I like it when I do this.
Let me wipe a tear out of my eye.
I know, my dad. Hey, what was your dad doing?
Well, that's what I was saying about the therapy thing. is this okay to talk about? You're not sure, right? It's like, I was like, well, my mom, you know, and the lady was like, we're at this party, right? And she was like, wait, your mom? Isn't it his mom also? Yeah. We're talking about that person.
I know, but that's funny when brothers do that.
And I was like,
Clark, do you guys ever do that where you're like,
all the time.
Well, I was talking to my dad, and then your brother will be like,
yeah, that's one way, but like, his mother, that's what I said. You know, dad says that a lot.
Yeah.
Well, his mother was like this, and the lady was like, wait, his mother.
In reference to you, when I'm standing.
Or like to our other brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But anyway, so the surf trip we went on, it was my dad and my dad. It was weird. Our dad actually drove Jerry's car, and we drove through the night. And we got there at like 6:30 a.m. and we drive into...
No, try like 5 a.m.
Okay.
It was dark for like
right.
an hour.
It was
we
dark.
Had to wait.
Right. Right. And so we're like, I woke up and I was just, and dad was like, what are you going to do, kids? And I was like, pull over right here. We pulled right into Indian Atlantic.
Wait, it wasn't what we were going to do. We were there to surf.
But we weren't going to stop in Melbourne, I don't think. We were on the way. We didn't know where we were going to stop. We're on A1A.
I thought Jerry kind of checked it out.
No, there was no internet.
I know, but
there was no dinosaurs.
He's a redneck, though. He knew like stuff about nature.
I think we were in a general.
That's what
vicinity.
I was saying about rednecks and Frenchies, is they know a lot about nature.
Was
they
Jerry
know about
a Frenchie?
Building. No, but he
looked
could
like
have been.
One.
No, I mean he could have been.
Yeah, our father, who art in heaven, had this roommate. When our parents separated, my mom dated a guy who looked exactly like her dad. Remember that guy, the tennis pro?
Dude, all I remember is seeing him in the morning.
Same hair.
No, that's not what I saw. I saw blue underwear.
Oh. Anyway.
He must have been dreaming about some good stuff, too.
Dude, come on. This is
I know, but it's like,
dude, this is hashtag clean cast.
I'm keeping it clean, like Jeff Farnsworth.
So Jerry would be upstairs, like...
That's like, not all he was doing up there, though, from what I hear.
I know. A lot of veins.
Sorry, Jerry.
A lot of veins popping up there.
This is supposed to be racy, kind of controversial.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah. Yeah. It was a little...
He could
have
been doing anything up there. I mean, it was his room.
Heard the song The Damage Done? Anyway, so...
No, let me tell this part real quick. So we pull in there, and the guys were like, yeah, good swell's happening, you know? We're like, really? And
you
couldn't see it.
You don't need to talk like that.
You couldn't see anything. And then, like, so you could barely see. So it was like, we started paddling out. Dude, I had surfed, like, decent. Once I paddled into a 6-foot wave by accident in St. Thomas. Maybe it was 4-foot, but it was big. It was over my head. I didn't stand up. I don't know how. I just was like, I didn't have a leash. Nobody wears leashes. That's that whole leash controversy. We'll get back to that. But anyways, dude, I paddled over those waves, and it was like, not to sound like a surfer or whatever. Everyone trying to sound like a surfer these days.
Stoked,
dude,
bro.
It's like this. Like, Like, whoa, like, there was, like, some... And then, dude, those were the best waves ever. Some of the best waves we've ever surfed in our life.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Especially up to that point, but, like, and then Kelsey pulled the film out and unwound... Our sister Kelsey unwound the film, you know?
Oh, Kelsey, that was the first in a series of...
Like, what, were you just trying to look, check it, and make sure it was still in there?
She didn't know she was doing... That was, like, when I shot you in the eye with the... We made these.
Of course. Nobody ever knows what they're doing when they try to hurt people. Except innately, they do.
I mean, maybe subconsciously, I was trying to hit you in the head with that bottle in Kimberton with that when we were back on those trails. Remember, we were like on top of that, and there was like a. They would just throw the tires down there, and I picked the bottle up, and you kind of like.
I was like where that dog is right now.
You were that far away? Yeah, you were over here.
Like maybe half, but somehow you threw it. Right at my head. And all I remember is...
Tinnitus wasn't even like...
You were like this. But that wasn't what...
What was the...
Dude, how many head injuries did I have growing up? You had other stuff. You were like... You busted your chin open. I remember it was wide open. They were like examining it. And they had it like... They had a stretcher on it in the emergency room. I would look... I came in there. Yeah, you want to see it? It's like...
Oh my God. That was right when MTV came out, I remember, and these kids came, these kids all of a sudden, we lived here, Kimberton, PA, we lived here in a house. My father could walk to the post office, which was 500 yards away max, up a little hill, and there was a creek right here, I call it a creek.
A little creek running through.
And then there was the Kimberton Country House, and these two kids showed up.
Jeff.
Remember they had like the sickest, like one dude had a mongoose and they were doing bunny hops.
How many times have those kids showed up in our life though? Because remember when we had the big ramp, they showed up again?
Yeah, like the coolest, like all of a sudden out of nowhere, like.
They probably had mullets.
The one dude had a helmet head like Jerry Parham. Like
his. Dude, you should have that, dude.
I know. You're right.
With the mullet. You can do both.
You also can kind of feather that sort of. There's a dude. Oh,
dude,
man.
Let's not talk about feathering. What happened?
And then the gap between your.
What happened a few years ago when kids were feathering their hair like it?
Justin Bieber.
But why did he do it?
Kevin Staub.
No, Kevin Staub was like, it was elegant.
Tony Hawk.
But what's up with like.
Caballero.
It's a comb over what kids are doing.
Aki. It's either music or sports that only involve one person, like a
that sport. Hairstyles get hot.
Sure, like skiers had the one dude has the mohawk. He was like one of the first social media.
Sean, what's his name? Has the red hair? You know, it's long.
I don't want to bring out that Sean guy. White. That guy's his name's a little.
Sean. White.
I'd rather talk about Sean Puffy Combs or another Sean like Sean O'Hare.
Sean O'Hare grew up next across the street from us. That was a whole podcast in itself. That's like the Famous People of Hilton Head podcast. There's Sick Boy, Sean Hare. That's it.
Muscle. That's muscle.
That's
cast.
The only people.
That could be like Muscle Cast 88.
All right. So speaking of muscle, we were puny. Remember Wayne Simmons was in there working out.
That was 1980. So Hillnet High, we were skinny. And
right?
Wayne
he
Simmons,
didn't work out a lot, though. He was in
he
there.
He didn't need to work out.
Yeah.
No, he was like, that dude was raised on like...
Chopping wood and stuff. That's what I heard. I heard people saying he would chop wood, and that's
that
it.
That guy. You know who he kind of looks like in a way in the face? Is Lou Ferrigno.
He's just overly huge.
But he had that... He had that...
His son lives right across the street from me.
I mean, if you guys don't know who Wayne Simmons is, he went on to play with the Green Bay Packers.
He was real famous.
He was one of the people that came out of Hillnet High.
He's in the Super Bowl. He had like the longest
touchdown.
He's
probably the most famous person to ever come out of Hillnet High.
Well, in our generation, I mean, we don't know.
I do.
Well, dude, I met this dude the other day. He's like, I grew up here.
Was he famous?
Dude, the dude was like 65. I was like, you grew up here?
Well, he probably went to like May River.
He knew everything we knew, but like...
Deeper.
Rock's Party Stores, he used to go there.
Pre-Dave Peck.
Pre-Dave... like anything that we knew, not SOS, he didn't know anything about that kind of stuff.
Too old.
He was already like, you know.
Well, so after the whole skate scene, we got into lifting weights.
We're not even going to touch on the skate scene that much?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things to talk about. I mean, there's a lot of things. I think the lifting
weights.
First
of all, we were in a band. Nobody knew in our school because we kept it.
Nun Brigade?
No, after Indecent Exposure, we were in a band with our dad, but we didn't even realize we were in a band.
James McHugh knows, though.
Yeah.
There's
we
certain
were skating
people,
all day.
Skate all day, play Jimi Hendrix and Ozzy all night.
And the Cult.
Dokken. What were some of the weirdest
covers?
Well,
we got
covers?
Into that. But
Smithereens.
Dude, I looked that guy up. He passed away. And you know, I was thinking, like, I'm 45. Like, who else had a hit?
You're 45?
Yeah, I was like, this dude had a hit. And he was, like, old. I looked him up. He was only 35. I was like, damn.
What were some of the weirdest covers we played, though? I know. Jeff Healey.
Girl, you're looking.
We played that one?
Fine tonight. Yeah, that's Judith's favorite song. She wants me to sing it at her, like, when her and Joe renew her vows, their vows.
Who's Judith? Oh, our aunt. Our aunt. Hey, Judith, I know you you pretty much just only follow Byron Sewell on social media.
He remembered who you were. He's just joking.
Snarkcast. Judgecast.
Girl like you.
Yeah.
His music's similar with a dumb riff.
See,
that's
and
why.
And then, one of the best things that ever happened, this is a great story. So I'm going to do a redneck voice because this was Nick's Golden Q, Northridge Plaza. I'm going to say 1987.
Seven.
It could have been 89, though.
Well, think about it. We started there, I think I was 13. You were
15. No. We were bigger, though. Yeah, maybe. You had
well,
your shirt off.
We played there more than one
You had
summer.
The blue drums, the bluish
14.
Purple.
That would be 14.
So this girl, all of a sudden, it was like we had just finished playing like some weird cover, like Alabama Getaway, which I'm sure we butchered the crap out of.
No, we jammed it.
You sang it?
Dude, we should have the recordings right here.
Next time.
We should have the cassettes.
Next time. Big dogs. Anyway, this girl, they were both pretty lit. And the girl goes... And then all of a sudden, Dad, we were all just like, there was only like 8 people in this place anyway.
Right.
One pool table, people drinking like Bud Light on draft, like, and like stuff like that. And the girl goes, if you touch me there
No,
again,
she said that to the man.
Yeah, no,
They were dancing. Okay,
they were dancing. And the guy went like this and like touched her on the
Well,
hiney.
At first she was humping your leg while you were playing. She
was
rode
like,
your leg. I mean, that doesn't even happen. People don't do that anymore that much.
You can only do that if you're a very powerful...
she overpowered you.
...director. She did, and I was like kind of I was kind of afraid at that moment. I had bleached blonde hair, and I weighed like 185, and I was like ripped, but I was still...
You pretended to be afraid.
I was kind
of
afraid.
What she wanted.
Well, I know, but nowadays, if someone did that to me, what would happen?
Well, the guy, she could do that to you, no big deal, right? But when the guy, like, grabbed her butt or whatever,
oh,
she
yeah.
said, I will...
She goes, if you do that again, I will S-P-I-T in your face. And he goes, oh, no, you won't, girl, come here. And he did it again, and she... You know how people can spit like a perfect loogie?
She could. You were up front, I was in the back.
I was right there, and that was my introduction to... You're right, I am loud.
The bartender didn't wear any shoes. I remember that.
The bar...
She didn't wear shoes, which is
the
fine.
Bartender
I mean,
wears
I see people
no,
wearing...
What's the emperor wearing? Wears no clothes.
I see people wearing that a lot. Not wearing shoes a lot.
I've lately. Never seen a bartender not wear shoes, but Nick's Golden Q was like early redneck, Hilton Head, biker.
I mean, we go back that far, but, you know, like, there were people who, you know, I don't think... See, the way it goes nowadays is people be getting famous a lot quicker, so. I mean, Sean Hare and those guys did it the hard way. They did it before the internet.
They did. Yeah, you're right.
And they did word of mouth, contracts, written contracts.
Going on the road, driving. I mean, you know, like driving all night, like Triple X. Like, you ever watch the documentary with him in China? She passed away a few years ago, but... Here they are.
I think she just passed away recently.
I would say 3 years ago, but you know, they had a small car, rental car, and here they are on national TV in front of crowds of what in those amphitheaters? 20,000, 30,000?
I think a lot of these dudes were homegrown.
Driving to their own shows. Like stand-up comedians.
I think they knew to save their money, and they didn't have to. They didn't have a lot of gear.
But they were getting ripped off by what's-his-name.
Were they?
Yeah, totally. And then they would have to find a gym, and meanwhile they're eating peanut butter and jelly, and they're super jacked. Figure that one out.
Yeah.
Weighing 260 pounds. But you know, nowadays, now we're in a world where... I mean, but you've definitely, this is the part where we get all professional and talk
media.
About how many followers Gavin has and how many.
Well, what I was going to say is when we were in the skateboarding, they were like, I was talking about this. I'm like writing a little thing right now. It's funny. I checked in with this dude. I know he's a publisher. He's like, that's great that you remember all these experiences. I'm like, that's like the hardest critique I've ever had. Like. I didn't tell if that was a good thing or a bad thing. But that's the thing about art. You can't ask, especially the people you respect, you can't ask them if you think that's good. Do you think this is good? Do you think this will fly? I mean, you could ask like 10 people and get kind of a...
But the minute you... As far as being an artist, I think, the minute you ask someone...
Right.
You have to tell yourself...
You've already broken a little corner
off. Well, because you're also saying to them, I respect your opinion... You're also saying to yourself, I don't know if I'm confident enough to just put this out there without ever running it by anybody, which is something you've done.
Everyone does it. I'm just saying, like, sometimes when you're like, I don't know, it could take the wind out of your sails a little bit, because, like, people write things now on the internet, you don't even know what they mean. Like, dude, that is great that you remember all these experiences. I mean, that's what we're talking about today. It's like, pretty cool, but I mean, I think when people are selling, I think everyone wants to have an angle, everyone wants to believe in their angle, everybody wants to, like, as far as that goes. But anyways, what I was gonna say is I kept calling Jonah, owner of SOS, about a skateboard. For some reason, when I got here, I just wanted a skateboard. I didn't want a skinny one. I wanted a real skateboard, but I didn't know that they were like that wide now. And then he called me. We ordered the Billy Ruff. We didn't even go through him.
So you're talking about when we first moved to Hilton Head?
He called and said, our own t-shirt shop, for some reason, like, it said skateboards, but they didn't have anything.
Were they on Lagoon Road?
Yeah, they were where Stu's is. Because I think Stu is also, like, related to them somehow.
Wow.
Or no, maybe not, but somehow. Might be like an uncle or something. I don't know, but... Anyways, that little area, Jonah was in there working, selling
shirts.
Well,
that was kind of popping off back then. Caligny popped off.
I don't have a drinking problem. I fall down, I get drunk, no problem. That kind of shirt.
And then did they invent the, he wouldn't sit.
No, that was Bad Dog Dallas. Bad Dog?
He was a bad dog.
There was a couple different. Bad Dog, was that what that one was too? He had a pointy nose. But what about those other ones that are like, hey, I saw you out with my dog last night, you know? Like,
yeah. That's like early branding right before.
Well, that's Dallas Alice. I don't know who that is, but this dude came up to me in New York, was like, I had that shirt. One person I've ever met in my whole life.
Because as soon as that happened, Powell Peralta. And who was the big surf company that put out... What was the video where it was like, Wayne Bartholomew, he's like, California local, and it was like, it's burning down the house.
Well, that's Performers.
Okay,
that
right.
Was like
and
Quicksilver,
who,
Billabong.
Okay, right. So, Quicksilver, Billabong, Corduroy, like, you're wearing OP, GNS, and then the skate companies came in.
These are Urban Outfitters now. These didn't come
of
from...
Of course,
here,
because that's
you,
over... That's... That's
I guess
old stock,
OP's
right?
back out or something. I don't know. I mean,
or somebody
OP
bought...
was never hot.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
So
I mean,
didn't like Jerry Lopez wear OP in like some video or something?
I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
I think that. I think Hobie. I'm sure people
supposedly
have tried
to talk. Hobie, but you know, it's
Hobie Wan
like,
Kenobi.
Yeah, it's like whatever you thought. I see. Okay, I follow these like vintage skateboard pages on Facebook. 80s skateboards, so that's the stuff we like. The hot day, Jeff Grosso's, Chris Miller.
He has a podcast.
Oh, he has a sick podcast.
Right. I never watched it. No interest.
But anyways, people are always coming on there like, my first professional deck. They call them pro decks.
Well, because it was a sponsor.
It was a pro model.
Mark Rogowski.
Was a Nash, this and that. And I'm thinking to myself, well, we had the connection because we were, like, working at the skate shop. But, like, if you didn't, you couldn't afford. Your mom had to be able to afford $100 board.
I had the G&S.
But Nash wasn't legit.
Because you had to have skull and cross. You had to have a rat bones, dude.
Wait, you had the Billy Ruff.
Well, didn't they? I mean, I don't know. I think I had the Chris.
Chris Miller?
Yeah.
You had the Billy Ruff.
I ordered it first,
and I was like, I don't want this.
Then I had Lance Mountain, and then everybody else wanted Mike McGill, Tony Hawk, Steve Caballero. Like, I remember kids were like, and we were also kind of blown away by the first video. How great were those
Skate
videos?
Visions?
Skate Visions was great because it had Lester in it with his short hair. And yeah. Rogowski jumped, acid dropped off the...
That was the
Agent
most
Orange
epic thing.
Agent Orange.
Whoever directed that.
Agent Orange, the band, is they're touring now. Yeah, they just came to Savannah.
High. Oh, man.
Byron Sewell went.
Well, that was like 2 years ago.
Still, that's pretty relevant, though. I mean, yeah.
Well, what? You wanted the Zorlak, right?
I had the Zorlak.
And like the lady who owned the shop, Casey, she was like, let's put the commercial on. It was like $1,000 each time they played it.
Commercial with us in it,
yeah. Yeah, during Miami Vice.
Yeah, we were like slow. We were like horrible.
But people thought we were good because it was on TV and
shaved
stuff.
Shaved heads right here. I had a little hint, and I had Jimmy Z. Like, we were posing with Dane, who makes your shirts now.
Yeah, for sure.
He was like six or four. Yeah. And so those guys, and then they built the ramp.
Before that, we were dudes. We were from the St. Thomas. We were different. We had long hair. I cut my hair. You cut your hair.
Well, because they were making fun of me at the baseball.
Everybody was like making fun of us.
Chad Wheeler was throwing like 70 miles an hour. In middle school.
We were famous. All
intimidating.
Of a sudden.
That was an intimidating. This was an intimidating place to move.
Well, you didn't perform good in the baseball arena.
You
that
did.
Was like, I did, but you were like, you could run, but you couldn't
scaredy
hit
cat.
For some reason.
Scaredy cat, dude. Still, I'm still like that.
You can't hit?
No, dude. I mean, I can hit. I mean, I'm a hitter. I'm a hitter now, but people still say to me at pickleball, you know, they're like, come on, man. Put your thing. And I'm like,
but you can
I'm
play
still-
tennis good. Of course, we grew up playing tennis because we grew up in the
tennis and volleyball.
Most conservative resort town in the South.
Never got into golf, though, neither one of us.
We wouldn't touch golf. We would never touch scooters. No offense to everyone listening.
No rollerblades.
I know your kids are killing it at the park on scooters. Just crushing it. Just crushing those moves.
No rollerblade zone.
Rollerblade, no. And even the BMX, like when we learned that wasn't cool. Like you couldn't mix. Nowadays you can mix with BMX. Like skaters who are from the old school like us, we're taught to hate. It's like surfers and bodyboarders. But I heard Christian Fletcher, he was so outcasted from the surf community. He loved the bodyboarders. They loved the same type of dumpy waves. I was watching some Christian Fletcher, like, dang, man.
Yeah.
But,
well,
yeah,
I mean
you,
I think
it's all trendy stuff.
But
I don't want to, like, talk
isn't
about
the whole,
stuff.
Isn't the interesting part about what we're talking about now, to me, is as soon as everybody starts getting into, like, the Powell Peralta skateboard, we would go to Zorlak. Or as soon as everybody started going to skateboarding, we had a halfway in our backyard, and then all of a sudden we just quit skateboarding.
Yeah.
I remember we had that party, and I was dropping in on the half pipe with my jeans on and no shoes. And that kid, Robbie from California, remember that? Hey, dude.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
He was saying bra back then. What was he saying?
What was his catchphrase?
So he I think he might have been saying stoked. Totally stoked. This kid moved here.
He was like sick, but he said it weird. Was he from Canada? Sick. That's the other thing. We're taught like not to like
Canadian.
No, he's
Canadian. From Cali, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Fig. Cali.
Fig.
Yeah, yeah, hey, right. That might have been thing. It. This kid moved here and came to the party, and everybody
pretended he was from Cali. I think he was from Canada.
We're like Oregon or somewhere weird. He dropped in the ramp, and then next thing I know, David Herndon had a knife from the house, and was gonna do surgery.
No, that was Trippy Duke. We got this. And he got it through his hand.
No. This kid, Robbie, got it in his, I'll never forget it. He dropped it and slammed.
Because I was there that day. I wasn't there for that party.
This
he got
was
the
early.
Splinter through his chest muscle.
And then you and Byron were like, "We're out of here. We don't party. We're out of here." And I was like,
"Well,
yeah."
That's the thing. The skate scene back then had a really heavy straight edge scene. And I was thinking about it the other day. It's like these guys are minor threat.
But you guys were more into the surfing then, I think, too.
We were into surfing, and we were more into like trying. But we weren't into the partying. We
pure
were like
life.
2 years younger.
Or Byron, yeah, you were.
We were a little bit younger at that age. That was a lot.
I think I was mixing in with some
I didn't want to get in trouble.
Right. And I definitely got in trouble.
And me and Byron, we like to hang out and do our thing. We like to be different, talking about separating from scenes.
Well, right. I mean, that's the thing. Like, everybody, you know, to this day, I still remember.
I don't really regret missing that party, but I do. But at the same time, like, I've been to enough of those parties. Me and you used to fight at the parties.
Remember the one? Okay, so Craig Kopis. Is that who it was? Is that who that was that walked in with David Ross? And you go, "Nah, man, party's over." And you had your shirt off, and we were just starting to lift, and they both were like this. This is the funniest thing ever. They both looked at Gavin like this.
They were wasted.
And I'm in the background going like this. And then you go, "Party's over." And then they just walked in, and the one dude started wiping his feet off. Had dog crap all over his feet, and then I don't think you laid any hands.
I didn't notice the dog poop until later. I thought I
maybe
was like, what is this?
And then that's when you
I
and
was
I
was blaming it on you.
Then you and I started throwing down in the front. Meanwhile, like Jason Wallhofer was trying to like throw down with like Eric Van Amberg in the back.
Yeah,
and
we only threw down once, but we like the story goes we used to throw down
every party. Yeah, but I do remember. I do remember that Jason Wallhofer was a freakout artist. He had Duran Duran hair.
Yeah.
Remember? He was like real pretty, like, who was prettier, him or Evan?
It's funny, there was a surf scene around, and we were like part of it, but we weren't like the guys.
Oh, come on, you were like the king of it. You and Byron were like the
king. Well, when I first paddled out, it was like, there was like 25 surfers at Marriott.
Sure.
The first night I paddled
Reggie, Dela Cruz, we win.
I just seen Reggie the other day. We're cool now.
I know. I buy a mattress. Best mattresses ever. Right there off island. Don't go to mattress.
Well, I didn't have. That's why I was mad at him for a second.
So you had Jerry and Nancy. You had Jason Wallhofer, Trippy Duke. You had me.
Trippy couldn't surf. Let's just get that out right now. In case you're watching.
Love Trippy Duke, man.
I didn't love him, dude.
I loved him.
There was one moment that changed the course of our friendship.
Well, come on, man. Yeah, you know, partying back then, everybody was like just starting to have like serious girlfriends, and like, who else would be out in the lineup? Like, there were some other dudes. One dude.
Stressful.
One dude who has a horse at Kara's barn, my wife's barn right now.
He's got a horse with
really Kara. Good looking guy, big muscle kind of like guy. You might know this guy. He's like 52, 53.
He didn't surf back then.
He was surfing back then. And then you had
surfers
like,
don't ride horses.
Oh wait,
bro.
Who's the guy that was just commenting? That's right. Who was the guy who was just commenting the other day? His sister owns a winery in California.
What's up with the coffee sitting around here?
Where's my drink? Hey. Hey.
Is there any more coffee?
Hey, woman.
You can't see, but we have a whole team over here.
Yeah, there's like... Well,
like, they got catered food. I mean,
this wardrobe, they put it together.
I'm trying not to sweat too much, because this is authentic. Like our cousin used to say, why do you wear pink so much? Because I can. Jay McCrone. Don't come into the camera. We can't see any crew on the camera.
Oh, Narlena's hand has just came in. Now, how are you going to know which one's mine? Mine's a dotted.
Gavin's so messy. Look at
him. I spit all over mine.
Anyways. Who's the girl who has the winery out in California, and her brother would surf out there with ponytail? He just commented on something the other day. Why am I having a brain fart?
Wait, he went to school with us?
Yeah. He was like a year older than me, and his sister is Suzanne Higgins.
Jonathan Higgins.
Yeah. He would be out there surfing.
Yeah.
I remember skipping
people
school.
People were playing it safe on my comments. They were like, hey, listen, I wasn't going to say anything, but But, you know, I want to play it safe with these guys. People play it so safe on social media these days. Some people.
Not you.
No, because I didn't grow up playing it safe.
I did. I would say you did more than I did,
but that's not what I learned. I learned to be like...
But you don't have hey, to... Man, but here's an interesting thing about your...
attitude?
There's no filter. You don't necessarily... I think for me, it's kind of like...
I don't need one, though.
You don't need one. And for me, I like Clark and I were talking about this on the way over here, because I kind of said,
cuss words, you got to believe in the cuss words.
Cussing. What if... well, words. I mean, because I perform for children, and you don't. You got to be 18 to get a performance.
I mean, I'm cool with the kids. I mean, I'm cool with the 18-year-old kids that get tatted up. But.
Well, no, but I mean, also, like, kids love you except for Alyssa's kid.
Right.
He loves me for some
reason. No, that Melody's mom was like, he's afraid of your hair. It's your hair that's scaring him. I'm like, how do you know you didn't scare him?
Do you like more milk than
that? No, this is good. That was Narlena, guys.
I'm not getting in there.
She's wearing all black.
She knows I'll yell at her.
Yeah.
I bought her that car right there. It's a Ferrari.
I never get to drive.
Can't be driving Ferraris around.
Whoa. Hey, now we're getting up, dude. Now we're talking about America. He bought her a car and she can't never.
You know, I didn't know what that whole thing was about yesterday until I saw the news later. Because I've been staying in there with Sheila, my mother-in-law, and like I seen the news and I was like, oh, brother. This country is so unprogressive in ways.
Here we go. This is all going to get cut out.
But anyways.
Well, unprogressive is not a word, first of all. But
exactly, so I can say it.
But I think people... Like our dad, always says...
The most hippie, free spirit guy, but the most conservative guy.
Most biggest freak out master. His nickname used to be freak out master.
Pretty much, without saying what he was.
Rolling up, we used to, oh man,
he's the man.
Calls America the Wild West.
Well, he has that. A lot of people have these different genres that they're into. Like, for me, I'm into, like, stuff people wouldn't think I'm into, and, like, you are, too.
Oh, my.
And that's, like, it's a great...
That's why I wanted to arm wrestle
country.
You.
I'm just saying...
That's why we should arm
that
wrestle.
That whole controversy about stuff Lena. Is just, like...
Lena, don't you think we should arm wrestle on Saturday night?
You're a way better arm wrestler than me. Dude, I can't
me.
Arm... I can't even make my arm go that way. It's like I have a weak spot in my arm.
I was asking. I was trying to set up an archaic form of competition. Next thing you know, I'm telling everybody we're gonna do squats. No one else.
I told you not to say that.
That's, I know that's
my
lame.
Knees have been hurting lately. So that's why you said it. You're like,
it's gonna air before this.
No, it won't. No, that's
what?
Why. No, we
better
can't
get this out
if
immediately.
You wanna, well, then you can come up with some capital.
Capital? We got plenty of capital.
What's we'll talk to Clark about the consideration. It's called a consideration.
Donation.
No, it's not.
I mean, hey guys, we'll start a GoFundMe and we'll get it going by Friday.
Are you more expensive than your brother?
I don't generally talk to my production manager.
Yeah, we've had all of this.
That'll be like some echo. All
right, well, I like this podcast because we're not really talking about anything. We're talking about everything except what.
Well, there'll be a
we're
part,
not promoting anything. We're promoting our gig, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, so what happened? So after the skate scene, we started lifting weights. We got,
started
what
lifting
I was going to say is our cousin Jay was abnormally strong. He was a professional power lifter or like
a lot of our friends were abnormally strong for some reason. I don't wonder
well,
why.
Yeah, but Jay wasn't doing drugs. That's why we liked him. He wasn't doing drugs. He was competing in a natural, all natural contest.
He did. And then the next time I went back there, he went from like squatting 500 to like squatting closer to 700. Which still isn't a lot.
I mean, I don't
standards.
Know. That's the thing. You never know. Some guys you just know. Like, you see him.
I remember him putting the suit on in that little basement, and I was thinking, like, Jay McCrone's, like, the coolest guy ever, and next thing you know, he's not. Next thing you know, he's
I
like,
I don't
remember what he
going
did?
Back
remember he
there.
Worked for the Parks and Rec, and then he, like...
Yeah, but that was, like, our grandparents gossiping about him. Like,
yeah, there's Italian
you know what he did?
The
he
worst.
Tripped and hurt himself, and then he sued him. Like, we're going to blacklist him for that. It's like...
Dude,
it's his prerogative. You know?
Part of the family blacklists me now. Anyway, Italian people out there.
Italian people out there. This is an announcement.
Why are you so cutthroat? Why are you so cutthroat? Like
oh, the Irish
years.
People in our family are great.
Scottish. Anyway.
The Scots in our family are just so great.
We did get into lifting weights, and that kind of brings us full circle to... Some people have said, like, oh, you guys are having a midlife crisis with this whole fitness challenge.
Somebody said that? Nobody had the guts to say that to me.
Dude, because you'll roast them. Well, I roast people, too, but...
Yeah. You got to roast people a little harder. I think you're getting a little soft in your
own way. No, I was roasting people last night, but I want to do it in a loving way. I want it to
Why?
Be...
Roasting isn't love. Ooh. It's critical breakdowns of people's character.
I think there can be a loving finish.
Everything you do is love.
Dude, what kind of bug is that?
I got chickens right there. I don't have them, but my neighbor has. Dude, I just cut off some bananas over there.
Why am I doing my hands like this? Look at this.
Anyways, what we try to do is get in. We don't have no notes. This is all like Grateful Dead set list. Although they have set lists nowadays.
They had, you know what they did when they did Space? They would write out a theme. And one of the themes was riding through the countryside in a convertible with Saddam Hussein was like one of their, let's make it sound like that. And that would be Space. And a lot of deadheads.
Right.
Would say, oh, you know what? You know what I can't tolerate? Oh, Space and drums. So it's so silly. And my thought is, that's one of the most radical things you could ever do in a stadium. Like, yeah. And if you did, and the weirdest part of a Grateful Dead concert. Remember, you and I went with Byron.
Yeah.
On a surf trip that turned into a real trip.
Yeah.
And that asphalt was brand new at RFK where the big drum... There was 200,000 people, they
said.
That
was outside the stadium.
Outside the stadium. And we went on the surf trip and...
200?
That's what they said. 2,000? They said was 200,000 were in the parking lot. And there was 80,000 in the first show of... That was June 26th, 1993.
The thing is bands like that improvise. They play the same song. It's kind of like Jimi Hendrix in a way.
But there's no band that ever took it that big.
No, but there's different. I was kind of thinking about this. Well, yeah, but I don't really like them that much. But like, there's bands like Jimi Hendrix who play the same songs. They can improvise the lyrics. If they leave out a word or two or even a line, they don't care because they're and then solos. Solos are different. They may be similar. Now, then there's other bands that play that perfect solo. And some bands are radical. Like, Chili Peppers were pretty rad. Dude would play a planned solo. It's like a written solo. It goes for that thing. I don't know. Music is so interesting that...
Yeah, but also, have you ever heard the Blood Sugar Sex Magik tour where Frusciante would take something and go... Wah, 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 and rub it on the guitar. Like, he was really experimental back then.
Oh, he would play, like, one note and stuff.
But he also, later on, before he quit for the second time, would have the signature solo. And I think Garcia, from the Grateful Dead, also had, like... people say, like...
That's how you sound right now.
That's how Garcia would sound sometimes during Space. But sometimes...
Sorry, these chairs aren't more comfortable.
Yeah, they're pretty... Well, we're also on a grade that's
Well, I wanted you to be, like, lean... I wanted you to be a little low-key. Thanks for coming to my spot. I mean, this is a secret, undisclosed location, but,
Well, we definitely wanted to come. We definitely wanted to bring the team over here, and, Dog was here, and, we definitely want to do it again.
And, I don't know about that. I mean, oh, you have time constraints on this?
No, we're just kind of getting a time stamp.
Anyway, so talk about trends and stuff. We went into these trends, and like you said, we would get away from it. We went into the lifting, we went into the thing, we had camouflage.
But don't you think, okay, but don't you think your image now is a perfect, is like, how do you, Colin Noonan and I talk about this a lot.
I'm sure you
do. So you grow up, and you're into punk rock, and then then you get into art. Like, when you used to draw those little mouse characters, and I used to draw the hot rods.
I was really into art. We were into art as kids, yeah.
But we were always into art. We were always into music. I think that, you know, Picasso did this, or Jimi Hendrix did that. And I think nowadays, because it's so easy to copy things, and it's really hard to stand out.
Not for us.
I would say that could be
the segment that you put at the beginning, because it's like, not for me, dude. You write like 20 million songs a month, and they're all good.
Yeah.
I mean, you have weird style. I mean, I don't know. It's a little Mitch match, but
Mitch?
Mitch Matchy.
Mitch Mitchell?
Like, but yeah, I mean, no, you stand out. I mean, look at the way your show, and but anyways, we're not getting into personal critiques, but what I'm saying is we get into trends, we get away from them, we keep it, yeah, we carry them with us. But the thing is about me and your approach to stuff that's kind of kept us going is we're focused on...
I would appreciate it if you wouldn't say me and your again.
We're focused really on keep going. I like how you just took in... interest in grammar this year. we're focused on moving forward and getting towards bettering in and keep going. Bettering our skills.
Well, not quitting. Our art. Not quitting, I think, is something you were talking
keep
about.
Going.
So when I picked up on your Instagram Live the other day, and I said, hey, and you know, you invite me on there all the time, which to me is kind of... Dog's kind of contorting over there. Dog's a contortionist. Hey, that could be the first dog contortionist. What if you had a dog?
Dogs, I noticed, wipe their mouth lately. It's something that's going on out there in the atmosphere. They're like brushing their teeth with their paw or something.
They want to see them aliens. Anyway, you were telling people, and I think this is something that I tell kids a lot when I go to their schools, but I'm really kind of talking to the teachers. And I talked about this in my first podcast. Don't quit. See it through. Put it out. Grow some cojones,
sometimes,
man.
Sometimes it's good to quit, though.
Quit BMX. Yeah. Quit if you start roller, if you look, kids. If you started rollerblading, I would suggest stopping right now.
I know you don't want to bust on anyone about the road, about the scooters, because you have so many friends.
Because my kids do it too. My kids, but they're girls. Oh my god.
Yeah, we're going to have to remove all of this.
Or not. I don't know. They're I don't know. Maybe everybody that rollerblades should get a trophy.
Yeah, what
maybe kind of like trophy? if you send a picture in to us.
First place at sucking. Nah, listen. So, it's good to know what trends are popping. That's why the thing on the Instagrams and everything, people are like, oh, you didn't see that thing about race
last night?
No, I didn't see it.
Let's touch on this, because I think we're kind of starting to want... I think this we could do another
reach
podcast.
Reach the summit with that one quote I made.
Well, I mean, but let's talk really briefly on when... on the hazing or people trying to hate on you saying stuff like,
oh dude,
oh, how long did this take, Gavin?
It's like bullying. It's like adult bullying.
But and sometimes a lot of times, yeah,
I mean, do people talk about it, adult bullying?
Well,
check
a lot
this
of
out.
A lot of times it's a young kid who moved to Bushwick.
I don't care about young kids. Well, yeah, the
20
thing
year
is
old.
When I got into tattooing, this is like boring, but when
it's
you
not
fast forward,
it's not boring.
I had to deal with kids. In their scene, they thought they were cool, you know, and what their scene was real flimsy, phony, imitating some biker jacket with gold teeth and everything. I'm not dissing everyone wears jackets and gold teeth, but it's like, I had a leather jacket older than they were.
In Columbia.
It still never broke in.
Right.
That thing was stiff as a board.
Where
anyway,
is that thing?
I threw it away right before I needed it.
Oh, man.
Like, I wore it a lot in New York, but when I started tattooing, for some reason, I had thrown it away.
I'd pour red paint all over that thing if I was me.
Dude, if I could pull it out of the... It was a fake... it was a fake Harley-Davidson jacket. It had the logo. It was some bootleg version, but... Anyways, yeah... People tried to make me feel... I mean, it was a survival tactic that a lot of people do to try to push you out of their scene because they know you're going to be cooler than them. We never operated under those things. If somebody was cooler than us, we wanted them to be part of our scene.
Like Damien Schroeder.
Cool.
Like,
yeah.
Damien Schroeder. Like,
and
he's
we would be
still,
like, dude, you're really cool.
Even though he listens to, like, some of the worst music now.
Damien
Schroeder's
the man. I don't know
what happened
to him. I mean... There's people, like, I told you, send me that dude's information. Like, that kid, he showed up looking like Rodney Mullen. Eric, whatever.
John,
yeah.
Oh, man, yeah, very cool guy. Very hip.
But They tried to get
me. Showed up looking like Parawell.
People try to make you feel like you're a certain way. I was speaking to somebody about this in my office the other day, because I have an office. And I was telling them, like, they tell you you're like this. You know what you're like? You're miserable. You know what you're like? You like to pick on everyone. Or you know what you're... You've heard it from so many people. You know it's not true. But you've heard it and you're by your peers who are trying to... They're trying to make you fail. They're trying to disassemble your anyways, some of it's true, maybe. Well, like, a lot of it's true sometimes, but it can't be true because you're trying to get past them. It's like they're like the whitewater when you're paddling out. They're all the waves that broke already. They're going nowhere. Nobody's chilling with them.
Well, they're busy, though. But these are also people who work all the time who are
doing really.
This.
Have you seen people's work ethic? Have you gone into... Because I've had to work with these people. I work with people moving furniture, jobs that you have to work hard at. If you don't work hard, they get rid of you. No, these tattoo things, these people are like sitting there. Doesn't matter if they work a lot. Nobody's watching them. The boss just wants his shop to... I mean, it's like, I get amped up
this
about
like
stupid
the, this
stuff
is like the
this,
guy who went on Yelp and found the worst tattooer and went and got a tattoo, and then he walked away and he was like, Vice. He was like, you know what? This is a pretty cool tattoo, and you know what? And the guy was like, I was going through a rough time. I was going through a divorce. And my kid got taken away. And I got some bad reviews on Yelp, and it destroyed me.
Yeah.
I think what you're talking about is pretenders.
Yeah.
People who... You know, they get some,
is this dog okay? He's used to the heat?
Plus the slab is
look
probably...
Look at those feet, though.
The slab is probably really actually pretty...
No,
definitely cool.
Look at those feet.
I want to lay on
see,
that
slab. Would be cool. Like, if a dog started doing that, we'd be like,
man.
Dude, you can chill with us. He's like the Jason Roach of dogs.
That's like when they do the, when Damien used to be able to do that. What was that called when you could, the hee-haw? Is that what it was called? When he would go up on top of the ramp into an invert... And then he would walk around on a handstand with the...
Oh, ho-ho.
Ho-ho. Now he can still do backflips, man. He can still do
It's like a hoedown. Why do they call it that? You know what I mean? It's like...
Because you get down.
Hee-haw. I never heard ho-ho. Ho-ho plant.
Well, I do think the most important thing to understand about people that are... If you're not doing something... We talked about this on the podcast briefly the other day on the thing. When people say, man, that guy was hating on you the other day on Facebook, and I'm like, to myself, I'm kind of thinking, I gotta have that.
I wish I could do
that. We were talking about that on the way over here. The guy was trying to roast me yesterday. And I turned it back around, and I said, no, man, like, let this joke, let me do this, let me, the song is the joke. So, and then guess what there was at the end? The guy came up at the end, and I'm like, man, you know what? I didn't think I was going to like you at first. Maybe you're really funny.
So that makes it okay to be a complete idiot for half of my song?
No.
I mean, that's the thing that kind of gets me. But no, I know what you're saying.
He flipped me off at the beginning of the song at a kid's show. Yeah. But he didn't... All he was doing was...
Well, your stuff is pretty erratic. Like, I mean, not erratic. It's obscure. Like, you come off, you don't quite know. You right. see you up there, you're kind of like... It's not like you're a freak, like, in your looks. I mean, you dress a little, like I said, a little disheveled.
Hey.
A little mismatch.
Hey.
But people, all of a sudden, they haven't seen me in years. Like, I know how you are. You're like a hippie tattoo guy. It's like, that's not me. That's what I look like probably on the outside. I mean, what a shame that is that you have to judge everyone based on your first, like, impression of them. But that's kind of the reason why people get a lot of tattoos.
Yeah, but that's what everyone does. The minute a dog sees another dog, they sniff their butt.
That is a dog, right?
They sniff their butt. Humans go
my
like
eyes
this.
Switching, man.
Humans all the time go like this. They look at my shoes. They look at my... Like, they go... Whoosh.
People are generally pretty cool out there. I mean...
I think it's okay to... It might be the only
let's
instinct...
Let's invite Corky Lang, if that's really him. Not Corky Lang. From
James?
Mountains. Yeah, let's invite him. Kick it.
That wouldn't be... How hard would that be? You mean invite him on the podcast?
What I'm saying, like...
Oh, my God.
Is there any way you could, like, fly off stage into him and rough him up a little bit. Now
think,
they can't because they'll have this.
I think what I've learned about jumping on people is the people that go after me.
I need to learn this, obviously.
The people that go after me initially are the people that love me the most, or the people that are confused and are also intrigued the most, but they don't know how to react to something like so off the cuff. I do consider myself off the cuff.
That's why you have this show. Tell me more.
So generally what I've been trying to learn is, and hopefully by the time I'm 70, I'll be better at this,
right,
is I say to the crowd something like, hey, and then I want a reaction because the punchline hasn't hit yet until I play the song. And then at the end of the song, I say, I married somebody from Ohio, har, har, har. And then they go, oh, man, he's one of us. He's one of us.
Luckily, they didn't leave halfway in the song.
Sometimes they do.
But the songs are good.
But so you've got to but you've got to just give it a chance. Man, I'm sweating out here. This shirt, man. Why couldn't you make this?
Because you get fired up. It's like you got me fired up for a second. But, yeah, there's a lot to discuss. I mean, I like to get into, you know, people want to hear what makes you tick. What, like, when you're not guarded and you're just talking, people love that. You know, they love that about you. And it's hard for me to kind of, this is only my first podcast, so it's kind of like, but if you want to have me back one time, that's fine. It's hard to have scripted stuff on this kind of podcast.
That's not what this podcast is about. Let me tell you about the podcast real quick. I want you guys to click subscribe. We're going to wind it up. We're going to wind it down here. Wind it down.
I got to work out. We're getting wound up.
You know what I did?
See my gym over there? You saw it.
That's like straight out of like Folsom. I want you guys to click subscribe. I want you to share the video. I want you to follow Gav, Gnarly Gav with K on Instagram. I want you guys to comment down below what happened at the show. This will not be coming out. You'll be seeing this in the future. Right now, I'm talking into the future.
I want it. What's to that come song?
Walk into the future. Is that what it's called?
Step into the future.
Step into the future. Eddie Grant. Right?
What is that? Might not even be a reggae song.
And we're going to get Gav back on here, and we're going to talk to you guys soon, and we will have the Black Rock t-shirts will be available.
Oh, I got t-shirts coming too.
And Gav will have t-shirts. And if I see you in Whole Foods,
he's going to have like five of them.
Yeah. So. The master of sushi. What's that guy's name?
Chi-Chi. He's the man.
Chi-Chi, dude. I love you. Chi-Chi. Will you
love me?
Are you riding? Can you make me some sushi on your time? And Amiri, why are you jumping the screeny?
I don't know any of these new school.
Dude, that guy was like, so the artist from Bluffton, Amiri, jumped in the screen and he was like, whoops. And I was like, no, man, you're good. I was like, check it out.
Were they together?
No. Well, and they were just like both going for the same kombucha or something. And then I was on the way out and I go, Amiri, do you love me?
Are you riding?
And he was like, oh, it's M-A-M-I. And I was like, oh, all right. And then as I was leaving.
Why did you need to know the spelling?
Because I wanted to tag him. Okay. And then, of course, he ignored it. He's big time. It. Gnarly Gav, thanks, man.
Yeah, man. Cool.
Thanks to all our right, team.
I believe in you.
Yeah, I believe in you.
Go for your dreams. Keep going for your dreams.
Gav's big on Instagram, and he's here now. And we will see you guys.
Thanks for having me.
We'll do it again. Do it again.
Word them up.
Bam.
Black rock, black rock t-shirt, black rock, black rock t-shirt, black rock, black rock, black rock, black rock t-shirt.